Father, we thank you for making a way for us, that you established your people for a purpose, to be your inheritance, but more to bring forth Messiah, to enable the nations to be brought to you. And Father, as we are grafted in, let us honor your work and your plan that you set forth from the beginning to bring forth Messiah. Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for your work in them, that they may embrace their Messiah, that they may embrace the truth of the Holy One of Israel, that they would honor you fully and completely, and not in part, but Father, they would understand what you have shown through your Son, that they would truly be your people, not only by the basis of the covenant you made with them, but by the renewal of your covenant in your Son, that they would have your word written on their hearts, not on tablets of stone, not in the dryness of observance, but that it would be light and life to them. Thank you. Jesus' name. And Jonathan asked me also to share real quick. This is a Revelation 19, 6 through 8. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted to her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." It's been a good morning so far, I think. We've been blessed and shared and had a great time of worship. Maybe I don't hate to be like this, but this is an admonishment, I guess just a statement of importance in this time and in the season. And this passage is something that ties to a lot of others, and I think it speaks to where we're at in the season and what we should be focusing on and what his expectation is from us. So going back to the passage, it was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. And that granting was based on the previous statement, and the bride has made herself ready. So I think we get caught in this thing of sitting back and waiting for stuff to happen or waiting for him to bring his kingdom and everything will be good. But I think there's a little bit more that we need to understand about what that is and what that means, and what he really wants out of us. So the fine linen given to her, given her the right to wear it. It wasn't just that, hey, we get to have new clothes as the bride prepares herself and then by right is granted to wear the fine linen. So, and the fine linen being the righteous deeds of the saints. And that phrase, righteous deeds, is the execution of what he has commanded us. That's pretty weighty stuff. And it's not just weighty in itself, but I want to take a quick, hopefully quick, just run through some of the things that Jesus himself talked about. Think about the parables that he spoke. Think about the 10 virgins. those women were in the right place. They knew the time to be there. They were all ready to go, except they weren't prepared. Five weren't prepared. They didn't have the oil that was required, so they had to go out desperately in the middle of the night trying to find oil. They find oil somewhere, and they come back, and the bridegroom has already come. They missed it because they weren't prepared. The second thing, think of the parable of the minas, that the servants that were given, you know, one was given five, he gets five in return. One's given two, he gets two in return. But the one who was given one hides it out of fear for messing up. And the return of the master, he doesn't have anything extra to give. And he says that you're a hard man. You reap where you don't sow, and you gather where you haven't scattered. And I was afraid, so I hid it. And he goes, you're right. I am a hard master. I do reap where I don't sow. I do gather where I haven't scattered. You should have at least put it in the bank and gotten interest. But he calls him out as a wicked servant, not giving the return, any return, as he would expect. So there's one additional common theme that I want to call out, or actually it comes to this. When he talks about the vine and the branches, and you brought it up, abiding, right? Abiding in him that we are grafted in, but the vine, Jesus speaking that he is the vine and we are the branches, he says something about the vine dresser who will prune it to get fruit. But what happens to those that don't bear fruit? What happens before they're thrown in the fire? No, they are cut off. They dry up and then are thrown into the fire. So that means that those branches that don't bear fruit were getting supply. They were getting life from the vine. But they were cut off because they weren't bearing fruit. So Jesus also says, go and bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples. So this thought of the righteous deeds of the saints ties into this, that we are expected, that's a foundational thing, that we would bear fruit for him and not just draw supply in life and kind of wait for him to come make it all better. In this common theme is with the 10 virgins and the parable of the minas and the vine dresser, the fearsome outcome at the return of the master or the bridegroom. There is desperation in those moments. Think about having nothing to give back and having the master tell us that. Think about those virgins who, again, were doing the right things, but they weren't ready. And this ties into, I mean, we continue to pray for revival for a long, long time, decades here. But I am convinced that the spark of revival, where the fuel has been prayer, the spark of revival is a revealed fear of him. That we would know who he is and that we would understand how much higher, how other he is than us. Because I think that's absolutely imperative that we understand that we are to be fruitful and bearing fruit, but revival starts when we understand how holy and set apart and different from us that he is, and that we see him for who he is, and that we have no doubt
that he is the Holy One of Israel.